From North State Public Radio, I'm Jamie Jiang with your headlines for Wednesday, January 4th. Another potent atmospheric river storm will impact Northern California today through Thursday. We'll be reporting on what you need to know about those storms today and throughout the week. But first, NSPR's Dave Schlom explains what specific kinds of weather we'll be seeing and what that means for you.
High winds coupled with saturated soils have the potential to cause widespread and long-duration power outages throughout the region. High initial snow levels coupled with copious amounts of precipitation may also lead to debris flows in burn scar areas such as the Dixie Fire and August Complex. High rainfall amounts and runoff will also likely lead to ponding and flooding in low-lying areas such as underpasses, as well as swelling creeks and rivers. Wind gusts in the Sacramento Valley and adjacent foothills have the potential to exceed 50 miles per hour, leading to falling tree limbs potentially impacting power lines. Residents should prepare for this hazardous event by securing loose items in their yards and having plans for power outages that may last for more than a day. Travel during this period is highly discouraged. Mountain travel will be especially dangerous, with heavy blowing snow leading to whiteout conditions. The strongest wind impacts from the storm are likely to be late Wednesday into early Thursday, with flooding issues persisting as runoff continues into the weekend. For NSPR News, I'm Dave Schlom.
Turning to what the storms mean for Northern California's infrastructure, KCRA's chief meteorologist Mark Finan spoke with CAP Radio's Randall White to share some insight into what the region will be dealing with.
Well, Mark, what's your biggest concern as we head into midweek?
There are two things that we're looking at, wind and rain. I'm going to start with the wind because that is our biggest concern, especially Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday night. I think areas around Sacramento, Placer County, El Dorado County, and farther north toward Butte County could see gusts of 45 to 50 miles an hour. And with the ground already saturated, we do have the likelihood of having more trees come down, more power issues. So I think that both SMUD and PG&E may be dealing with more power issues as we head into Wednesday night. There may be people on Thursday morning that wake up without power. What isn't as big a concern, and this is worth noting, is that while we're going to see rain, we're not going to see near the amount of rain that we saw on Saturday.
What does that mean for those living in the Wilton area where there has been extensive flooding?
We measure how much water is coming down the Cosumnes River in cubic feet per second. Now, there's a spot out by Rancho Murrieta called Michigan Bar, and that's a gauge out there where they measure how much water is coming out of El Dorado and Amador County, and eventually that feeds down into Wilton. On Saturday, that peaked at 68,000 cubic feet per second. The forecast for Wednesday, Thursday is 9,000. Sure, it's still a lot of water for that basin, but it's much, much less. And that means much less stress on the levees down toward Wilton. But I have a feeling that in areas like Point Pleasant and areas down toward Bruceville Road, Twin Cities Road, Dillard Road, we'll continue to see high water standing in those areas for a number of days.
Mark, December was very wet. Now we're in January. How unusual is a long stream of storms like this that we're seeing, given that really these are historically the wettest months of the year?
You know, and how welcome this is after last year. And you said that December it was wet. I'll give you a number on that. 9.5 inches, 9.50 inches of rain in downtown Sacramento in the month of December made it the wettest December we've had since 1955. Our snowpack, 175% of average. That's terrific. But last year, we were in a similar position. We were way ahead in our rain season. We are way ahead in our snow season. And then last year, January, February, March, went dry. So what we'd like to see is to have this keep going because we still have a lot of room in our biggest reservoirs, Shasta and Oroville, and those need to fill up.
How about some of the other reservoirs that are filling up faster, like Folsom? Is there any concern there?
So Folsom is, of course, a much smaller reservoir. It holds less than a million acre feet, 977,000. So that is used for flood control. And with the way things are going, there's not any fear that that's not going to fill up by the time we get to May.
Mark, given the fact that the storm door appears to be open for the foreseeable future, are you optimistic about this coming summer?
I am, but I tend to be optimistic by nature. But it looks as though the faucet will stay turned on in one form or another through the middle part of this month. But I wouldn't be surprised if by the time we get to, let's say, Super Bowl Sunday, we're saying, gee, it hasn't rained in a while. But then we maybe see the faucet turn back on by the time we get to mid-February and lasting into March. But all in all, I think we're doing very well this season in terms of our rainfall totals, our snowfall totals. What we need is a lot more storms to help our biggest reservoirs, our biggest water storage, make sure that those are full by the time we get to May.
KCRA's chief meteorologist Mark Finan speaking with CAB Radio's Randall White. Meteorologists are optimistic about the weather's effect on California's long drought. Results from yesterday morning's snow survey are in, and state officials say snowpack in California's mountains is off to one of its best starts in 40 years. The survey found this year's statewide snow depth is nearly 200% of the historical average. That's after a drought rendered the past 3 years in California the driest years on record. State officials say the snow isn't going to end the drought, but it's certainly prompting optimism. Potent storms like the one moving into the North State this week bring with them the possibility of power outages. PG&E has advice for customers on what to do during such an event. NSPR's Ken Duvall spoke with the company yesterday.
The National Weather Service is predicting high winds that could cause outages that last several days. Megan McFarland is a spokesperson for Pacific Gas and Electric. She says the company is preparing for the incoming weather.
Our meteorologists have been tracking the weather, and we're seeing heavy rains, strong winds, and those can all lead to storm-related outages, even snow in some areas.
McFarland says crews are standing by and are prepared to respond quickly if the lights go out, but closed roads and fallen trees might delay those efforts. McFarland's advice to all customers is to keep a flashlight and extra batteries on hand, power up cell phones, and remember, phones can be charged in the car in an emergency. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, January 4th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. And if you missed it, another earthquake struck near Rio Del in Humboldt County on New Year's Day. The aftershock quake made at least 20 apartments uninhabitable. You can hear that story in yesterday's headlines. For NSPR News, I'm Jamie Jiang.